This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. So the other day, I was scrolling through my phone, and I remember very distinctly seeing not one, not two, but like several ads for holiday shopping, which, sure, it's October, but also, it's October. The thing is, many retailers are kind of freaking out right now. They were struggling last year with inventory, and now they're facing the complete opposite problem. They've got too much stuff now that folks aren't spending as freely, which means holiday discounts are coming early this year. Marketplace's Savannah Marr tells us what holiday shopping might look like.
Last year, it was hard to find a good deal on, say, a tablet or an air fryer. Retailers could barely keep that kind of stuff in stock because of the supply chain crisis.
Fast forward to 2022, there has essentially been a turning of the page and almost a flip-flop.
Terry Esper is a professor of logistics at Ohio State University. He says retailers stocked up just as inflation started to squeeze household budgets.
We have to grapple with all that extra buying of inventory, and we're dealing with a consumer that has now changed.
A consumer much more sensitive to prices. If you've got electronics or kitchen gadgets or clothing on your holiday shopping list, you might be in luck, says Vivek Pandia with Adobe Analytics.
Consumers are going to be seeing some of the best discounts they've seen in quite some time.
Discounts that will start early, as soon as this week, and continue into December.
Retailers are spreading out the discounts, and consumers are wanting the discounts to be spread out, which is good.
Another shift, Adobe is out with a report finding online holiday shopping won't see the same explosive growth as last year and the year before. And that's showing up in seasonal hiring, says Sinem Buber, lead economist with ZipRecruiter.
We are definitely seeing more positions to support their consumers in-store than online shopping.
A year ago, we preferred the convenience of shopping from our couches. But now?
People are more likely to show up at the stores, leave the convenience of online shopping to get an additional 10% off.
Buber says 2020 and 2021 were anomalous. This year, holiday shopping might look more like it did before the pandemic. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.